We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long in studio, taking you to 6:30 tonight, and it'll be pregame for LSU baseball as they take on number 10th ranked Tennessee, and first pitch at 7 p.m. And this should be a pretty quick game, right, with the pitching staff that and you see Paul Skenes, and certainly Tennessee rolls out their ace.
Well, here's the thing, Mike. And I'll put it as simply as I can. The two pitchers that you'll see tonight are number one and number four in the SEC in strikeouts. So with Paul Skenes, obviously number one with 71 strikeouts. Man. 71 strikeouts in 37 innings pitched. And then Chase Dollander is got 53. He is number four. And then tomorrow night, LSU will face the second most strikeout guy in the SEC with Chase Burns. But the thing about me with these pitchers is that, as you know, I had in the Sports Flash that bite that we had from the D1 baseball writer, Chase Dollander and Chase Burns were expected to be two of the best pitchers in the country. The strikeout numbers totally back that up. 53 strikeouts in 34 innings for Chase Dollander and 59 strikeouts in 34 innings for Chase Burns. The issue's been their ERA. Their ERA is a little bit more than you would expect. With Dollander, he's got a 3.93 ERA, and then Chase Burns has a 4.15 ERA.
Doesn't that Missouri series sort of skew some of that a little bit?
A little bit. But the thing that I've noticed when I was doing a little bit of research into both of these guys is that Dollander specifically, the guy that you'll hear tonight when they play LSU, he gives up some runs early on in games, and he's done it a couple of times this season. He gave up two runs early on against Texas A&M. He gave up two runs early on against Arizona. Both of those, well, the Arizona one was a loss. The Texas A&M game was a win, but then he gave up five in the first three innings against Missouri, and that was also a loss. So he's got two losses on the season, and in both of those games, he's given up some runs early. So that's something to look out for. But, I mean, outside of that, he's kind of slightly overinflated ERA at 3.9. Great strikeout to walk ratio with 53-8. I mean, we talked about how Paul Skenes has been unbelievable, 71-7, but 53-8 is really good too. So I would look, if you're going to get after Dollander tonight and give him a loss, I expect it to be in the early innings. The good news for LSU fans is that when you look at this rotation, Dollander, Burns, and Beam, they're all righties, Mike. You're not going to see the lefties that you faced with Arkansas and earlier on in the season. These are all right-handed pitchers, and LSU has just clobbered right-handed pitchers all season long. So
it's set up for the hitters.
It's set up for LSU's hitters. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Paul Skenes kind of rolls again, because that's all he's done all season long. If Skenes goes,
he's shown me nothing else.
Right, exactly. So if he goes another six innings, seven innings, strikes out 12 batters,
how
gives up maybe one run,
it's
I would be not surprised at all.
It's a typical day at the office.
Yeah, and that's so incredible that's a typical day. That's SEC Pitcher of the Week numbers, and he's been putting them up all season long.
What I'm really interested is Dylan Cruz going up against this staff and how they handle that.
Yeah.
Knowing with Tommy Tanks right behind him, how they pitch around Dylan Cruz.
That's the issue, is that you can't. If you look at the lineups that Jay's been setting, you can't pitch around Dylan Cruz. And that's why he's got such an incredible batting average. I think it's in the 530s right now. Is that if you pitch around him and walk him intentionally, you got Tommy White, one of the best hitters in the country, right behind him in the cleanup spot. So good luck.
Yeah, and so you got your 1-2 punch there. But, to watch Cruz swing a bat, and then you see Tommy White right behind him, and he almost like if you were to teach a kid how to swing a bat, that's what Tommy White does. I mean, he's so technically good at swinging the bat and adjusting to pitches, adjusting his stance, how he'll kind of grip up or grip down on the bat. I mean, that's what you would want. You know, if you're teaching a youngster how to hit, watch what Tommy White does.
I'd like to be one of the first ones to apologize to Tommy White, you know, because he had like a reputation coming out of NC State as a guy that just slugged balls over the wall.
Nothing but home runs.
Right. And it was almost, I'm not going to say it was an all or nothing hitter because he still had an incredible average at NC State. But you look at the numbers, like he sets records for a freshman hitting home runs in the NCAA baseball. That's what stands out to you. But he's a complete hitter, Mike. And that's, when I say a complete hitter, all parts of the field.
No, he's a complete hitter.
He knocks them. He loves going opposite, which is the sign of a very mature hitter as well. So he's got the power behind his bat, but he's also got the average too. And so, I mean, he's just, if you want, as I said earlier, if you want to pitch around Dylan Cruz, have fun. But now you got to face Tommy White, and that's not an easy task.
We've had a lot of people ask about it, but you can catch LSU in the NCAA Women's Final Four tomorrow on our sister station, The Bet. The Lady Tigers will battle Virginia Tech at 6 p.m., pregame at 5:30 on The Bet. That's 92.9 FM, 1350 AM, and live on the free Odyssey app. Following the LSU game, we'll bring you game two between Iowa and South Carolina. And that may be for the national championship between those two, yep. The way they go off. And if the Lady Tigers advance, WWL will bring you the NCAA Women's Championship game on the Big 870, 2 p.m. Sunday. So if LSU wins that game, they'll be on the Big 870 Sunday at 2 p.m. And, man, we'd love to see that.
We'll
if
see.
It's South Carolina, LSU, however it goes.
I love the philosophy that Kim Mulkey's taking. Like, there's no pressure.
I don't know if you saw her today. She was singing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. She wants her players to feel like, I mean.
Loosen up.
Yeah,
come
exactly.
On.
Loosen. That's
and
what you want to say.
Throw the pressure on me. Okay,
right.
Throw that pressure on me. But she was singing, you know, all my exes live in Texas.
Right.
And she was like, I was only was married once, but I'm going to sing it. And then, you know, that is typical Kim Mulkey. I mean, she does not hide too much of anything, and she's out front with it, and she's just been unbelievable.
Virginia Tech's on a 15-game winning streak, Mike. Like, they're coming in kind of hot, but they're the one seed. They got all the seniors on this team, as Kim Mulkey was saying.
More pressure on them than there is on LSU. Kim is more and more throwing that shade that, hey, y'all got the pressure.
Y'all got all the veteran players. Y'all got all the expectations as a one seed.
And listen, Charlie, I've been around it all my life. I got coaches in my family. They pour mouth, even with the best teams they've ever had. Oh, man, we inexperienced. We don't have much depth. We don't tackle well. We don't run the football
right.
Like we should. And you watch them play. It's like, what are you talking about? That's just the way of sort of throwing that on you.
Yeah, the sort of coach speak, you know.
And,
I don't know. I don't know, Mike. I think it's possible that they beat Virginia Tech. But, you know, as you kind of said, it feels like that South Carolina-Iowa game is kind of the de facto national championship.
Yeah, you've seen both of them play. Man.
Yeah,
it's going to be a tough – whoever wins Virginia Tech and LSU is going to have their hands full for the national championship game. We didn't talk a lot about it. Kentavious Street moves on, goes to Philadelphia. That's a great spot for him. Part of that rotation with the Eagles at defensive tackle. I thought he'd end up with Ryan Nielsen at Atlanta, ended up being a situation where once they came to terms with Calais Campbell and they had other pieces in there, Kentavious sort of was the odd man out, and he ends up signing with the Eagles. They lose Javon to San Francisco, and one of the big signings of the offseason, that defensive tackle, and Kentavious is a solid player. I think he's part of a rotation at defensive tackle, backup guy, but I think it's a good fit for Kentavious Street and the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's a good depth signing at the very least, Mike. I mean, it feels like the Eagles have been really enjoying signing their former Saints players recently.
Man,
I know Justin
cookies.
Evans,
man,
the
they get
safety.
Their cookies off with that.
I know, yeah. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson last year. So, but, yeah, I mean, Kentavious is a good spot for him.
Ian Book.
So much talent around him on the defensive line that will open up a lot of space for him. So.
Yeah, no question about it. We have a special news report that'll be coming up on the grand jury indictment of former President Trump, and we'll give you that special bulletin right after this break here on the Big 870. We're finishing up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Want to tell everybody, Monday afternoon, special edition of Sports Talk, Steve Geller and myself will be at Manning Sports Bar and Grill for a championship game watch party. Hang out with us and our special guest, Archie Manning, as we count down to the biggest game in college basketball and then watch the battle unfold. Come out, eat, drink, and enjoy epic sports action. Myself, Steve Geller, Monday starting at 4 at Manning's Sports Bar and Grill. Charlie, we had a texter ask about the starting lineup for the Tigers tonight, so you got it for us?
Yeah, the lineup was posted. Tonight we have Dugas leading off, Morgan in the two-hole, Cruz, White, Beloso, Jones, Pearson, Thompson, Neal, and Paul Skeens, of course, on the bump, taking the as the staff ace. So,
yeah, and so that's an interesting lineup again.
Yeah,
not a lot of change from what we've seen in the past, correct?
No, I think that's probably what you'll see for most of the season. Maybe a couple changes.
Because you
here
saw
and there.
A little bit, I think, in some of the midweek games, especially Jay sort of moving some of the chess pieces around on the board, especially with some of the younger players. That you got to see some of the freshmen play.
Yeah. I mean, you might change the order up a little bit here and there. I think the top four is basically kind of set in stone, unless maybe Paxton Kling gets back into the lineup, because I remember that there were some games that he was leading off. But Dugas, Morgan, Cruz, and White is as good of a top four as you'll find in the country. So
yeah. And that big difference, everybody asks, what's the big difference last year with Tennessee? And this year, it's the hitting hasn't been as good.
Yeah, they lost a lot of players to the draft. Was expected.
Because one of those guys ended up with your Houston Astros.
Right. It was expected that with Tennessee that their pitching would kind of be the strength of the team this season. And it's been good, but it hasn't been like that elite level that they were really anticipating. And then, of course, with all the players that they lost in the draft, I mean, their offense wasn't ever going to be as good as it was last year.
I might be wrong about this. Didn't they have five guys they lost in the top 100 picks?
Yeah, they lost a bunch.
Something like that. Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty strong number when you lose five guys in the top 100 picks. But, they come in, they are a very confident team, they always bring some swagger, and they're not intimidated by Alex Box.
Yeah,
because of their record.
Yeah, we'll see. They're not very good on the road this year, so that might be the great equalizer.
We'll see how that works out. Thanks so much, Charlie. We really appreciate it, and we'll be back tomorrow with more Sports Talk, starting at 4 o'clock, and pregame LSU Tennessee coming up for you here on the Big 870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.